The Buffalo Fitness Expo Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Buffalo Fitness Expo Podcast. We're here with a very, very exciting guest, world champion, Melissa Johnson. Melissa, how are you?
Hey, Romer, I'm doing great.
Good.
Doing
how is prep going?
Prep is going well. I've done four shows already this year, so wow. I'm pretty much just like in the middle of it already. So, and for me, prep is not like it used to be, which will restrict very hard to maintain low body fat, all that kind of stuff. Being as how I'm competing in figure for probably most of the year this year, it's easier for me to maintain my body fat levels at about 7%. The leaner I get, the more food I get to eat. So it actually works out better for me, and it's easier for me to stay in shape than it is to do the off season thing and go up and down a lot. So I actually prefer being in prep. I'm one of the crazy ones.
Now, you do have a big show coming up 8 weeks from now, right?
8 weeks from now. Yes.
What show is that?
Buffalo for yes. The DFA Buffalo Fit Fest. I'm yes. really excited about it. Yes. Really. Sorry. I've never been to New York, and the only DFAC shows I've ever competed in are their world finals. So to be able to do sort of a, you know, show per se, I'm pretty excited about that because, you know, the world is down in Miami and it's the best of the best. So I'm kind of excited to see how I fare against other competitors and all over, you know, the nation with DFAC.
It's going to be amazing, and I'll tell you. So the show that Melissa's saying, it's the DFAC Buffalo Natural Fall Fest, which is the amateur portion. But this year, we actually just added the DFAC Clash of the Pros. So it's pro men and pro figure. And I'll tell you, Melissa, there's a lot of figure pros in the area who are looking forward to not just to meeting you, but competing against you, which is going to be amazing.
So everyone, oh, wow.
Once you registered and we put it online, everyone's like, oh, my God, Melissa Johnson's competing. So it's gonna be amazing to see you on stage here, and that's also part of the Buffalo Fitness Expo again, September 10th, at the Buffalo Convention Center. Shameless plug there. So Melissa Johnson, for all of you guys, I mean, I know your household name in natural bodybuilding and a figure, and also Miss Athletic World, but if you had to tell us from your perspective, you know, who is Melissa Johnson?
Well, basically, I am someone who, in their lifetime, has given up things that they wanted to make other people happy. And throughout my struggles that I faced in my life, I've learned what really makes me happy and that I want to do what makes me happy, because if I don't, then everybody else around me suffers. I'm also a firm believer in trusting in God and having faith that whatever happens to you is in His plan and for a reason, and that you ever have in life is just wasted energy. So, you know, I've struggled through a lot of things. I've had no money. I've worked three jobs. I've been in a million relationships. And the one thing that has remained constant in my life is fitness. And it has brought me through some of my darkest times, because fitness is something that only you can control ultimately. You can control what you put into your mouth, how often you go to the gym, you know, and your dedication and your discipline. And it's just one of the most rewarding things for me, because I've found my strength through things like the fitness and working out. And I've taken my body to the limit so many times, and I've used that motivation to get through a lot of things and help me overcome a lot of my challenges in life.
Oh, it's amazing. Amazing story there. So if you had to maybe go back, Melissa, to the first time you ever picked up a weight. First of all, how old are you? If it's okay to ask that question.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm 37, actually 36. I'll be 37 on September 24th.
Okay. So go back to the first time you ever even picked up a dumbbell, a barbell, or even went into a gym. When was that?
I was 18. I was a senior in high school, and my sister was getting married, and I was her maid of honor. And she wanted to get in shape for her wedding, and she needed a workout partner. And I was a dancer in high school, so being healthy and you know, active was always part of my life. But I never really found the passion to work out until I started with her. And I joined an all-ladies fitness club, and I just felt really comfortable there. And as soon as I started, I was hooked. It first took me through kind of a dark path of my life because I took it to the extreme, which is why I found bodybuilding, honestly. I took it to the unhealthy extreme with anorexia and things like that in college because I didn't I gained the weight, you know, the freshman 15, and it was really hard for me to deal with. So I took it to the extreme measure of anorexia, and then I found bodybuilding, and bodybuilding actually helped me overcome the anorexia and channel the extreme, you know, dieting that I was feeling through the anorexia and channel it into the healthy style and putting on muscle. So I think I started out at 120 pounds when I was 18, and right now I'm at 150.
Wow. So you're someone who actually took all the negatives that happened in your life and turned them into a positive, correct?
Exactly, exactly.
Now, maybe if you can talk to maybe that one person. You said it was you were anorexic.
Yes, I was. I ate 2 meals a day, and I can tell you exactly what two those were because I lived in a sorority house at the time. So it was oatmeal for breakfast and then a salad with no protein or anything on it for dinner. And I would take laxatives and I would actually binge every once in a while, but then it got to the point where I would skip class to work out. So I would be in the gym 2 to 3 hours a day, burning double the calories that I was taking in. You could see my ribs, and I actually liked it, believe it or not. And then something snapped inside of me, and I thought to myself, this is not healthy. I mean, it took me about 4 years to overcome, actually. And I quit college. I actually dropped out of college my sophomore year and came back home because I felt like it was more emotional, the reasons why I was doing what I was doing, just because I was unhappy where I was. So moving home allowed me to kind of get back and get healthier and find my purpose.
Wow, and where is home exactly?
I live in St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis. Okay.
Yes.
Wow. So what do you think was your breaking point for you to get to again suffering from the anorexia and then finally making that change in your life? Was there a specific moment in your life that you remember that you said, you know what, I have to stop this or I need help or what? What was it?
Yeah, I started to feel really, really fatigued, almost to the point where I would almost faint daily. I was seeing my ribs, and people were starting to notice and call me skinny. And even my family noticed things like that. And that's when I started to get kind of worried about it. And it wasn't necessarily more of the fear of what it was doing to my body. It was seeing the ladies with muscle that attracted me to make the change because I wanted to have more muscle. I didn't just want to be skinny. I wanted to look really good and be fit too. So when I started seeing those girls in my gym, I said, I want to do that.
Wow, amazing story.
Thank you.
So, if you had to go back now, I know you mentioned the first time you actually worked out, but what was that thing that made you want to compete and talk us to that maybe your first competition and when it was, how old were you?
Okay. So after I moved home from college, I joined a more serious gym, you know, with better equipment and better hours. And I watched this trainer transform her body 12-week time frame. And she went from being fit to incredibly fit. And I knew her. We would talk every once in a while. And I just started picking her brain a little bit, finding out what she was doing. And I just thought to myself, that is what I want to do. I want to look like that. That's what I need, a goal, and that would be a great goal for me because I'm in here all the time. I'm working out all the time. You know, why not make it useful? So I set my mind on doing bodybuilding because I was 21, and at that time there wasn't figure, there wasn't bikini, there wasn't even physique. All there was bodybuilding for men and women, and fitness was big then too with the routines. And I didn't have any gymnastic talent, so I knew I had to be bodybuilding. So I just kind of started trying to figure out how to put muscle on my body frame, and it was basically just experimenting. I hired a coach that I ended up doing personal training for. So I switched even my career. I went from having an office job to being a personal trainer so that I could learn as much as I could and grasp knowledge from it. But it was a learning process. I mean, it took me 4 years to actually put muscle on my frame and to look like I belong because everybody thinks it's really easy to build muscle, but it's not. So I think my first show I ever did, and that's when NPC was really big. Naturals weren't big, so I did NPC natural shows. And my first show, I placed fifth out of five, I think. And I missed the middleweight class by a quarter of a pound. And so I had to go in the heavyweight swing. Yeah, I weighed 127. I was so small. But it actually turned out to be a blessing because it made me, it humbled me, it made me realize how hard you have to work if you want to see improvements in your body, so it was really, and that was it. That's all it took is one show, and I was hooked. I loved it.
That's what you call getting bit by the bug, the
Right.
competition bug. So you mentioned earlier a lot of the things that you did when you started off, that were learning experience. Maybe tell us maybe some of the mistakes that you did early on, things that you did then that you don't do now.
What I can distinctly remember, I remember my first show dieting for, it was really, really challenging. The guy had me doing 2 hours of cardio a day, and I was eating, hardly any food, and I would just snap, and I would eat like a whole bag of cookies or whatever, and then I would think that I could cardio it off. And so I would do extra time on the stationary bike or anything like that. And then I would, post show, I would binge and I would eat horribly afterwards. And so those were kind of some things that I learned how to rein in afterwards. I didn't, obviously, there wasn't a reverse diet after that back then, things like that. So it's evolved a lot, but my training hasn't really changed. I still remember I learned this, I learned the basics. I learned to squat. I learned to deadlift. One thing that I did back then was shrug a lot to get big traps. And so now my traps are very down on my body. And they're one thing that I have to really be careful to not even do anything that involves them at all if I can, because they do respond well. I mean, I used to dumbbell shrug 120 pounds. And I mean, I've always trained hard. I've always trained heavy. That's intensity is something that I've carried on through since the beginning. And it's really just about adapting and evolving with the sport, I think, is what I've learned than anything.
So you mentioned training. When it comes to training, do you train really heavy, or what does your training style consist of exactly?
Basically, my training style has been for the last year and a half to 2 years, it's been a lot of supersets. I train in the gym and I've only been training one body part a day. For the last 2 years, and I do try to make my workouts as short as possible, but I get in and get out. An hour for weight training is about the max. Legs sometimes will go over to about an hour 15, but recently I've had to back off on that because I'm overtraining. My body cannot handle the volume over an extended period of time. So now I'm trying to build a little bit more. And hit a growth phase through my prep, and I'm reverse dieting at the night. So I'm eating more food. I'm training heavier now. Over the last 2 years, I've been doing 8 to 12 reps usually. Now I'm doing about 6 to 10 volume, so 4 sets instead of five. It just keeps my body really, really happy. I try not to ever do the same workout all the time. I use cables, machines, dumbbells, free weights, everything. I use variety because angles. Anything can change. Any small angle or even a hand grip can change the way that your muscles respond to a certain exercise. So I try to keep it really full of variety, and I basically walk in the gym without a plan. All I know is my first exercise, and then I go from there.
So definitely training smarter then.
Yes.
So, Melissa, you're also a prep coach, correct?
Yes, I am.
And you're a prep coach, and I know you have a lot of athletes that compete, not just locally, but all around the United States. But you also have a coach, correct?
Yeah, I do. I am coached by Patricia Payne, 8-time world champion in the Natural Federation. She and her husband run a company called Team Hardbody, and I have been with them since June of 2014. And she has brought me to the best shape of my life. She takes all the guesswork out of it for me, but she also listens to me, and she coaches the exact same way that I do, which is why we mesh so well. So she actually takes my input, and she knows that I know as much as I do about prepping. So we work together to devise a plan for myself versus, there's some coaches out there that really just say, this is why you do this, and that's your plan. If you feel like dog shit, we don't really care. But that's not how she works.
Shout out to Patricia and Lil Payne. out in Kansas, correct? That's where I'm at, Kansas City.
Yes, that's correct.
And again, that says a lot that, I mentioned before that you are a prep coach, you have a lot of athletes, but yet you yourself know that, you don't know what you don't know. And it's easy for someone to, or not, I want to say it's easy, but it's easier for someone to prep someone else than prep themselves. And you being a world champion, that's what I noticed, that every time I do speak with a world champion or someone who's really successful, not just in bodybuilding, but in anything in life, they have a coach as well. They might be a good manager, they might be in a good situation, but themselves, they know that they don't have all the answers, and they reach out for help pretty much, and that's extraordinary to hear.
Right. And I do want to say one thing is actually tried to prep myself earlier this year because I felt like I had been doing really well and I was successful. And so I prepped myself for the first two shows that I did this year, but I made it way harder on myself than I should have because, like you say, other people. But then when it comes to ourselves, it's that doubt and that insecurity that sets in, and just knowing that you have someone else watching you and helping you and guiding you is key for stress levels and just confidence in general.
So, Melissa, also, you do have a son, correct?
I do. He's 5 and a half.
Oh, tell us about him. Is he into competing, or not competing, but into fitness?
Well, he's funny. He knows. He's just now grasping the whole concept of what I do, and he'll say something like, "Mommy, you can't have this candy because it's not on your diet, right?" And I just giggle, But we still have dinner together. I just make him something different. I don't force him upon my lifestyle. I figure if he wants it, he'll have it. We do try to make healthier options, of course, but he's really, really athletic. I think that comes between me and my ex-husband. My ex-husband was really good at baseball and was in the minor leagues before he threw his shoulder out. So he, between my bodybuilding genes and my ex's baseball genes, he's already into baseball. He's already playing the machine pitched baseball, and I think one more year, and then they're going to play coach pitched. So he's very active, very hyper, but he got to see me on stage for the first time this year, and he really enjoyed it. He was so excited. So we talk about it now, and he goes to the gym with me, goes to his daycare, and seems like he's very supportive. He doesn't seem like he's missing out on anything.
Look out, Siobhan Cunningham, David K.
I know. That's what I keep saying. I
Look
keep.
out. He's coming for you guys. Doug Miller as well. Brian Whitaker. Watch out. Why don't you tell us, maybe I don't want to say how difficult it is, but your experience with, competing and being so successful in this whole competition world while also being a mom. I know that a lot of people will use as an
It
excuse
is.
saying that, well, I have kids, it's much harder now. I mean, first of all, is it harder now after you have your son? Tell us about that.
The only thing that is harder is time management. Y'all have the same hours in the day that you had before you had kids. But I think one of the mistakes that a lot of parents make is they let their kids run their lives. And I'm not being mean or selfish when I say this, but I truly believe that if you do not take time out for yourself, your life is meaningless. You can try to live through your kids vicariously, but guess what? When those kids turn 18, they're going to go to college and they're going to leave you. And then what do you have? Nothing. So that's one thing that I've always believed in is to continue doing what I've always been doing. And then my son just adds that zest for life into my life. We do a lot of things together, but I also don't make sure he's happy 100% of the time because that's not how life is. He has to learn to play on his own and while I'm downstairs writing diets or things like that, but I make sure to have time for him every day, but I make sure I map out my day, every week. I know when I'm going to the gym, what time, how much I need, how I need to plan out, things like that. I mean, all it does is just takes a little bit more thought and more time management in order to get your day to be laid out to the way that you want it to.
So, Melissa, for a motivating person like yourself, who motivates you?
I seek my motivation from a lot of different areas. Actually, some people or things that inspire me, or motivate me, you wouldn't even. It's just everyday life people. I'm active on social media, but I'm not on it a ton like I used to be. I usually have about an hour where I can kind of scroll through, and I've noticed that My Facebook is full of people like myself, either fitness motivated minded people or people that are just happy people. I've almost reached my 5,000 friends limit. But when I scroll through my newsfeed, it's never, you know, there are some people that are going through hard times, yes. But for the most part, it's people that are posting other motivational things. So I look on quote the motivation little memes and things like that to kind of keep me going. But it's just, believe it or not, some of my clients inspire me or motivate me. Just seeing how they can, this is my life. I've been doing it my whole adult life. So for me, it's easy. It's as easy as brushing my teeth. If I don't go to the gym, something's off. Or if I'm eating a bunch of crap, something's off. Like, it's just not me. That's how I am. But I realize not everybody is like me. In fact, most people aren't. So to watch my clients transform from the inside out, it's more mental than it is physical. We all know that. And to watch them transform from saying I can't to I got this is, it's amazing. It's just something that it makes me so happy, and it just warms my heart. And I think to myself, you know, this is my life. So for me, it's easy, you know, and I have no excuses because this is my whole life. My whole life is centered around this. But for someone that's an average person, that's just trying to get fit or be healthy, you know, and then they make that change. It is awesome to witness. And that is definitely my biggest motivator, is seeing other people change their lives. And then just other fitness professionals that I'm friends with, competitors, things like that, just watching them overcome obstacles and seeing them take it to the next level and to get better is really motivating for me as well.
Yeah, that's a good one of the things that I love about the entire bodybuilding community, especially the natural bodybuilding community, how everyone just sticks behind each other and everyone pushes each other. You know, there's not a lot. There is some negativity here and there, right, obviously. But for the most part, I think if you had to sum it up, everyone is rooting for each other and cheering each other on. Whenever someone's at a show, you know, even if they're competing against them, everyone's rooting for that person. You know, it is good to be in that kind of environment. I think especially in the DFAC. I mean, you've been at DFAC Worlds, and you see, so many athletes from all over the world, and how amazing it is back there. Everyone's rooting for each other, helping each other out. It's definitely an amazing experience. Especially for those who haven't yet competed in the show. That's one thing that I do find that people love at first, when, you know, they might be intimidated to first do their first show, but then once they compete and they see, wow, everyone's actually really friendly. And I have heard that plenty of times. Like, people thought that, oh, they're bodybuilders, so they're going to be angry and mean at each other. People are like, wow, everyone's like really friendly and really nice.
Yes. Yeah. I've made quite a few friends, longtime friends through competing that I've met backstage or that I've never met. And then we meet backstage and we still have friendships till this day from, you know, a few years ago. So it's definitely a camaraderie that I do love.
Yeah. And so Melissa, you shared with us earlier about your eating disorders back in early on in your career. You know, if you had a maybe directly talk right now to that one person who might be experiencing the same thing that you experienced back then with eating disorder, even if they're a competitor or not a competitor, but, you know, what advice would you give that person?
Just to seek help and don't be scared, because that's what a lot of people do. And I deal with it as a coach. I have quite a few girls that are overcoming eating disorders or have had them in the past. And one thing that an eating disorder is caused by is internalization. So it's something that you try to control over yourself and you don't want to ask for help, but because it shows a sign of weakness, but that's not the case. You need to ask for help and find someone that understands it. Don't deal with someone that has never had it or experienced it or come across it, because you have to have someone that has been through it personally themselves to understand you and sympathize you and understand what you're going through, because it's one of the toughest things to overcome, because you really beat yourself up about it. And I do believe that competing is the healthier alternative, of course, but a lot of people will take then competing unhealthy level as well. So it's just about finding a balance and just finding someone that you trust and that you can talk to about your issues and concerns.
Dude, thank you for sharing that out there. And for everyone listening out there that might be experiencing those things, you know, reach out, you know, reach out to Melissa, reach out to me. Again, though, this natural bodybuilding community is very big. And you said that the camaraderie that we have with each other, it's all about helping each other out. You know, so reach out either to myself, to Melissa, to anyone else, but, you know, get help. There is help out there. And I'm not an expert in that field, obviously, but, you know, get help. You know, there is a lot of help and people that will be willing to help you with that. So if anyone wanted to get in contact with you, Melissa, how can they get in contact with you? How can they follow you? What's your Instagram, your Facebook, your Twitter, if you have Twitter?
Okay. I have Twitter, but I don't really post on there. But I do have a website, and that's www.customfitnessbymj.com. And that's my website, which has all my information on my coaching services, things like that. It also has photos from shows, things like that. I'm active on Facebook and Instagram. Facebook is just my regular personal page. I do have a business page, but I'm not really using it anymore because I combined the two so that I could have more reach to my fans. So my Facebook is just Melissa Johnson. And I think it's Melissa Johnson 33 is my handle for that. And then my Instagram is at customfitnessbymj.com. Or not .com, I'm sorry. Instagram.
Instagram. Hashtag Instagram.
Oh, goodness.
And what about for clients who might want to reach out for you for help when it comes to training? What's the best way for them to contact you? Is it through email, through Facebook, or Instagram?
They could do Facebook or Instagram, but email is probably the best because sometimes when people contact me through Facebook, it goes to my other folder and I don't always see it. So my email is melissa@customfitnessbymj.com.
So Melissa, so again, you have 8 weeks from the DFAC Clash of the Pros at the Buffalo Convention Center, part of the Buffalo Fitness Expo. What can people expect from you at that pro figure show?
They can expect a tight, full, lean package. I pride myself on being very confident on stage. I perfect my T-walk because I love the fact that it's judged in the DFAC. So I really work hard to bring the best package that I can for each show. So I'm hoping to put on a little bit more muscle to add that X frame and make it a little bit more balanced. I should tighten up my upper body, which is my main concern because my legs are where they need to be. So just tightening up my upper body and capping off my shoulders a little bit more and bringing an excellent T-walk for all the fans.
Guys, make sure to follow Melissa if you need help with prepping and coaching. She is an amazing coach. I have seen a lot of her athletes and they all look really good. And also watch out for Melissa. Remember, guys, we're going to be having the night before the show, it's going to be the Buffalo Fitness Expo press conference with all the pros. So we're going to have, it's similar to the way the UFC and boxing does it. And we say, you know what, why shouldn't we do that? Why shouldn't we honor all our pros the way they should be honored? We're going to have all the local media stations there, stream it live through Facebook and YouTube. It'll be a nice press conference, you know, and Melissa, we'll love to have you back on. And once we're like about maybe 1 or 2 weeks out of the show, maybe with a few other competitors and get you guys going a little bit, you know, get the excitement going. Because I'm telling you, everyone here in Buffalo is excited to see you up here. It's going to be amazing.
Thank you. I'm really excited to be a part of it. It's definitely one of the more exciting shows that I have lined up. I'm excited to be there.
It's going to be awesome. One last thing. Any message you want to give to all your fans out there?
The message I would like to give everybody is, don't worry about what other people think about you. Live your life the way you want to live it, and it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks, because your happiness is what determines the quality of life that you have. And I just believe that if you are not happy and you are not fulfilling your dreams and your goals and your aspirations, then you're just going through the motions. So just, you know, be positive and have a happy mindset about life, because it's too short and you never know how short it's going to be. So just live it to the fullest.
There you go, guys. Live it to the fullest. Be happy. You guys will see Melissa again in 8 weeks here in Buffalo. Melissa, thank you for being on here today. It was an honor to have you on, and we cannot wait to talk to you and see you again on stage.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Talk to you soon. See ya. Bye.
Okay.
On September 10th, 2016, the biggest fitness event comes to Buffalo, New York. Amateur Natural Bodybuilding. the FAC Buffalo Natural Fall Fest. Pro Men and Pro Figure. The FAC Clash of Pro Champions. USPA New York State Powerlifting Championships. USA New York State Olympic Lifting Championships. CrossFit. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Buffalo, New York. Are you ready? On September 10th, 2016, you are invited to attend the first ever Buffalo Fitness Expo, the largest convention center in Western New York. The Buffalo Niagara Convention Center, over 110,000 square feet, over 20 fitness competitions, over 300 fitness vendors, over 20,000 spectators. Get your tickets now at buffalofitnessexpo.eventbrite.com.